Did walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Hello, business owner. So you want your employees to get their expenses, but not at the expense of your time. Get Monzo Business and you can get your employees their own expense card with personalized limits and keep an eye on live spending as it happens. Now that adds up. 500,000 businesses bank with us. When will you? Get Monzo Business. Only sole traders or limited company directors in the UK can apply. Expense cards available with team, starting from £25 a month. T's and C's apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
Formula One is coming to London with F1 75 live at the O2. A spectacular season launch, Tuesday, February the 18th. All 10 teams and all 20 drivers together for the first time ever in an incredible evening of epic entertainment, marking the start of the 75th F1 season. Watch all the action live from 8 p.m. at youtube.com/Formula One.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
2 minutes past eight, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, US and Russian officials have started peace talks in Saudi Arabia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. But Keir Starmer says Kyiv must be a crucial part of those discussions. The Prime Minister is also urging the US to guarantee security for Ukraine following any deal.
There must be a US backstop, because a US security guarantee is the only way to effectively deter Russia from attacking Ukraine again.
In other news this morning, 18 people have been injured, two of them critically, in a plane crash at Canada's busiest airport. The Delta Airlines flight from Minneapolis flipped upside down while landing in Toronto yesterday afternoon after snowstorms. The former Justice Secretary, David Gork, has told us prisoners being recalled for short sentences isn't helping stop offending. He's warned efforts to look tough on crime are overwhelming the system. Hundreds of prisoners in Scotland are being freed early from today as part of plans to ease overcrowding there. And air fryers have caused tens of thousands of pounds worth of damage from fire and smoke in people's homes. Aviva says it's seen huge home insurance claims relating to the devices over the past 4 years.
Sport.
It was a huge night in the race for promotion in the Championship. Leeds United left it very late, but they picked up the win they needed and moves them back to the top of the table. They beat Sunderland 2-1 last night. Substitute Pascal Strauch scored his second goal of the game in the 95th minute.
I think it's very important for us that we win and get the 3 points today. I mean, it's a big step in the season so far. You know, we want to keep the distance with the ones that are chasing the same thing as us.
Other news in the Championship.
Does he sound a bit Yorkshire when he says chasing?
I think it's very important for us that we win and get the 3 points today. I mean, it's a big step in the season so far. You know, we want to keep the distance with the ones that are chasing the same thing.
Yeah, the ones that are chasing. Yeah, he does. Oh, that's lovely.
Go on, Pascal, lad.
In other Championship news, Swansea have sacked their head coach, Luke Williams, after a run of 7 defeats in their last 9. The Welsh side are currently 17th. They put assistant Alan Sheehan in temporary charge. And Everton fans have had the chance to see the club's new stadium for the first time. 10,000 selected in a ballot were allowed in at Bramley Moor Dock last night. That's after 4 years in the making. They watched an under-18s friendly against Wigan.
Weather. With eBay. Enter your edge to find the right part at the right price.
Dry and sunny, especially for England and Wales. Bit of rain clearing away for Scotland and Northern Ireland as well. Chilly to start with, and then eventually highs up to 9 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Rothwell with a free kick for Leeds. Curls it in towards a goalkeeper! In it goes! Off the head of Pascal Strout! Yeah. Rothwell provides! Yeah. Strout finishes!
Yes.
Leeds United are level!
Yeah. This is Radio X.
From Global.
Leeds 1, Sunderland 1.
Shabba.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, scenes last night, Dom.
Scenes.
Peak times. Peak times.
Is that good or bad?
What, peak times?
Peak times.
Really good times.
Yeah.
They're the best times.
He doesn't say anymore, does he, your son, peak time?
No, he doesn't say anymore, thank goodness.
What are the words? Well, what are the girls saying? What are the...
Well, Slay is gone. It used to be Slay.
Yeah, that's gone.
That's gone.
Is that out now?
Slay, it's pretty 2024 Slay now.
Wow.
They've come up with something else. I can't remember what it was. I've never heard it before in my life.
I think peak times are the opposite, isn't it, when things are going bad?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You've always used it for positive.
Yeah.
Peak times, like you've always said. And you say it in that voice.
Times.
Peak times.
Does that mean bad times then, peak times?
I don't know. Oh. I think so.
Everything was Slay for all of last year.
Captain Crapbeard, you're down with the kids.
Hey, yeah. Captain.
You know all the hip and happening words.
Mm. Good morning. Do I?
Yeah, hot and what's not on the vernacular cool thermometer?
Fire it at me and I'll tell you if it's cool or not.
Well, no, we want to know what the new cool phrases are. Fresh?
I have no idea.
Come on,
you're
on the street.
Happy slapping.
No, not cool. I say that.
Not cool.
Tango
cool. Thanks for suggesting one. Not cool.
That was James Robinson. The rubbish.
Phoenix would know, wouldn't he?
Phoenix, cool. You know.
Hello.
What? No, you're lying.
Hello. What is it you need to know, Chris?
Is that a detective?
What's cool? What are the cool kids saying? Like meaning good and stuff. What are the new phrases, words we need to know?
Oh. Oh God.
Oh, where are you?
He's eating crisps.
Yeah.
You're driving in
the car. I don't know what's going on.
Oh no!
Give
your mic. Just whack it. Just give it a whack like that, and try again.
I've whacked it. Is that better?
That's a bit better.
It's a bit better, yeah. It sounds like you're in a cop car.
I know. I'm on the desk next to mine. There we go.
That's better.
Lovely.
That's good.
How old are you?
I am 25 now.
Come on. Yeah, you old fart. Now, come on. Give us all the cool. What are the cool things? What are we saying?
I just say sick or slay.
Right. Are you still slaying?
Slay, so 2024.
Yeah.
So
last year. I'm slaying. You know, I just keep it simple, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so last
year. Keep it simps, yeah.
Get your head out of last year, Phoenix.
Yeah, Captain.
Hey, you.
The Rocksteady
Get with the program, you square.
Like the action as well.
I've just been texting my daughter. So she's currently at work, but she's replied.
She's at work?
I said,
she's down the mine already.
She's down the mine already. So it's giving is like a massive thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's giving cool vibes.
What is giving?
Oh, it's giving. So it's a bit.
What is?
It's giving.
It's, and what is it giving?
It's giving whatever you want it to be given. So Leeds United...
Peak time!
Leeds United winning last night. Oh, it's giving, championship, top of the table vibes and that sort of stuff.
Do you have to add the vibes to it?
It's a lot of vibes going on with this kid.
So she's at work now and you're texting her, what do you young idiots say to each other?
Yeah, so I basically text her, give me some words that you lot use, a bit like slay.
You lot use?
We're talking about it on the radio.
You lot.
Youngin.
Baddie. She said baddie.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
As opposed to a goodie.
Baddie is a goodie. What's going on?
Baddie in what context?
How do you use it?
If they're a baddie.
If you did really well at
police
work.
Officer, there's some baddies robbing a bank.
Yeah. If you did something really, really good, you go, oh, I ate that.
Sorry?
I ate it.
ATE. Yeah. Like Eamon Holmes.
Yeah.
See that cake? I ate that cake.
No, not like that.
I ate that. Can I eat that?
Eamon doesn't like that.
I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate it.
You hate it.
But I hate it.
Right. Yeah.
Your friends are down with the cool words, aren't they?
Yeah.
What? Don't bring my friends into
Gatto
this, James.
Is a big one.
Yeah, I hate it.
And baguette.
I hate it.
Yeah. And all-you-can-eat buffet.
The buffet, they like.
How was last night? It was all-you-could-eat buffet, aka massive times.
Yeah.
James, it was the biggest belly.
Peak times, Dom. Peak times.
Peak
what is
times.
This amount of pasta on my dish. Yeah. Peak like
it's
a mountain.
It's giving pasta vibes.
Giving.
What about lit?
Yeah, lit is...
That's old.
Yeah.
That feels and dated.
Yeah. Salty. If you're like annoyed.
Why have you got that?
Oh.
If you've been, I'm looking at, I've looked at cool teenage phrases.
Oh.
And to hit the news button, so this is from a month ago.
Oh.
Written by a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
For parents.
Yeah.
I think salty.
Cool.
Salty's a few years old,
salty, isn't it? Yeah.
May not.
You can write back to feedback on the article, Captain, there.
What else did she send you, Dom?
Is Rick still popular?
Purr.
Purr?
P-U-R-R. Like a cat. Yeah, like that's what cats do.
Yeah.
Purr, it's giving. Slay, they still say a bit, but it was very big in 2024. Eight, and it's giving. That's it, really.
So, I hear that.
Right. So a little bit like that, Eamon Holmes.
Is Riz still popular, or has that gone now?
I'll eat that too.
Riz, I don't know. It's not used in our house much, but it might be. It might be popular.
Raz. Is that a word?
Razz around.
Razzle.
Razz
around.
Razzle, like your magazine.
Riz. Riz are cheese crackers, I think.
What about all the words that are, like, from your favourite magazines? Oh, my God, that is so Fiesta.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No. Oh, my God, that is so Razzle. You know what I mean? You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is so big and bouncy.
It's always the Adrian Mole one. It's always Adrian Mole.
Snatched.
Sorry? What were we saying before you said that?
What are you talking about? Big bouncy.
Yeah, and then you came out with, I've never...
I was just moving the
conversation. Well, we can see where you're moving it. We'll see which direction.
Thank God for the ED.
It's a good word.
What?
It means you look good.
Yeah.
Do you? That's what it means.
Oh, you look snatched, Dom.
Snatched.
Yeah. Can I eat that?
Coming up, more mind-blowing radio, which will totally blow your mind. Five questions to put your general knowledge to the test in the world-famous Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz after 9. Plus, it's the last week to get your hands on the Chris Moyle Show podcast. Chris will tell you again how to download it. You stay classy, Great Britain. I'm Paul Turner.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. This is just for the Leeds United fans everywhere.
Rothwell's ball in the middle. Heads up from Byram. Cleared out as far as Ramazani. Puts it towards the far post. It comes all the way kindly to Rothwell to come into the penalty area. To curl his shot in. Oh, he's done it!
I'm
scary. Not very sensible.
They played it last night and it went off, of course, because we scored with 30 seconds to go.
Never even.
Beautiful. And then that blasts out through the stadium. Kaiser Chiefs, I predict a riot. Someone's texted in saying, still blows my mind that it's not John Smeaton. There's a line in the in that song,
yes.
Never have happened to Smeaton, an old Leodensian. But no, whoever texted that in, it is John Smeaton that it refers to. Because John Smeaton was a, not a rival, but a rival school to ours.
Each
other, and we used to have massive fights. But like Anchorman.
And they're two the news crews.
I always just went home because you could always get a back seat on the bus.
Fair enough.
Let's go home. I'm not getting involved in a fight.
You're a lover.
I want to go home and watch Batfink.
You're a lover, not fighter. About. Yeah.
But no, it is. It's about John Smeaton, the who was a civil engineer who designed like harbours and. Canals and lighthouses and things like that.
Big up John Smeaton.
1700s. Yeah.
Slay, John Smeaton.
What?
Slay.
Can I eat that?
Can I eat that?
Now, there's a word that we, the captain wants to know the meaning of.
Yeah.
That just came in on the text.
Oh, yeah.
And my friend used it, text me. It's called skibbity.
It's called.
It is.
It's all over the internet. It's all over TikTok, and I've never felt older. I don't know what it means.
It makes me nervous when we don't know what a word means.
According to my friend, according to Megs, it has no actual meaning. They just use it in front of lots of other words.
Oh.
Skibbity toilet is what they all say.
Skibbity toilet?
I do not understand any of it,
I did think it was something to do with the toilet, but I don't know how.
What, as in I want to go to the skibbity toilet?
Oh, Dom.
Are you right, Chris? What's up?
Skibbity toilet.
It's a show.
Well, why don't we start using Sussudio?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes as much sense. Why not?
What are you having for breakfast? Sussudio omelette?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Sussudio.
That is well cooked.
Sussudio can be like, boom.
Yeah, Sussudio sounds quite good, actually.
Hey, did you hear the Leeds United was up last night?
Yeah, 2-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, Leeds United won again. Sussudio.
Sussudio.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Phoenix just text saying it's a really weird animation. But again, I don't know why.
What is Phoenix? What?
55 million views.
Skibbity toilet.
Skibbity toilet?
What does that mean, Phoenix?
Oh, listen, I don't pretend to understand.
Oh, you're in a police patrol surrogate.
I can't.
Oh, dear.
Oh. But I still can't figure out
skibbity
what
toilet.
The context is.
I don't know.
Do they mean skip to the toilet? You're so excited to urinate, you just can't wait to get there.
Kieran says, my four-year-old walks around the house saying skibbity toilet.
Is it like an animated head inside a toilet or something?
Yep.
What's going on? I know I'm 52, but this is ridiculous.
I really have a problem with older people who slag off the youth of today. And by the way, if stuff like that, if you get your kicks out of older people slagging off the youth of today, LBC has the best callers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, literally some of the best callers. I think it's a bloody disgrace. The kids today, they're all injecting crack cocaine heroin. They're all on the drugs. They don't work. They're all having kids. It's a disgrace. And you're like that. What are you talking about? All the bloody kids today, they're all on the drugs.
Yeah.
They're all on the drugs and they're all bored idle.
All bored idle.
That's not true.
It's really not
true. I mean,
true.
Sure, they get offended very easily. But bar, they're very, very thin-skinned.
I wouldn't
but
say
bar that,
they're bone idle at all.
No, let's not do it. What?
I wouldn't say they're bone idle at all.
Well, yeah, you've got your one down the mine.
Exactly.
Now,
she's been there since 5:45. She started this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is she?
Well, it's at
you don't need to say
a place near us.
I can't remember, but it's not that place, is it?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's loving it.
Did she get tips?
Yes. I think
so. Does she get to keep them?
I think they share them.
Oh, whatever.
They share them, yeah.
In that case, she doesn't bother to be nice to anyone.
Well, exactly. Just as long as somebody is.
Good morning.
Whatever.
Yeah. Skibbity toilet.
This skibbity toilet vid has had 337 million views. 337 million.
It says it's season one. That's episode one.
Oh, of more. What?
Skibbity toilet.
That means there's multiple.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's weird.
How bizarre.
There's a guy's head just pokes out a toilet and says...
What does he say? Skibbity toilet?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Skibbity.
Is that it? And is that all he says?
You can play it. You can. It's not sweary.
What the heck is going on you?
Okay. Who's watching that?
I'm out.
Yeah.
How many people did you say watched it?
55 million on that one. And then Tip has found another that's got...
337 million.
What?
Another one's got 225 million.
Somebody's texting saying, "Hi, Chris and the gang. MC Skibbity was a drum and bass MC legend who unfortunately we lost to cancer. So I get slightly offended when my 7-year-old just shouts, 'Skibbity toilet!'"
Yeah, I can see why.
One of my lads, look at this, they're all coming in there. One of my lads uses Skibbity about a year ago. The older one hates the word and tells him to stop. Then there's a fight. Doesn't mean anything. He just says Skibbity, nothing else.
So strange.
Really odd. Weren't we that odd? Were we young?
Well, James in Blackpool says, to be fair, back in the day we all used to say boom shakalak, so maybe we aren't ones to talk. It's a good point, James.
Yeah, but boom shakalak was a tune.
It was a tune.
You know? You're looking at boom shakalak. You can't compare the two.
Boom shakalak.
I mean, listen to this.
Shakalaka, what the people them want.
Yeah.
Woman them a flex and the man them a chant.
Yeah.
Got the 60s style, it's time for comeback. Draw for your bell bottom, black heel and frock.
What do you say? He says frock, by the way. It's a dress. Right.
You don't tell him no.
Wipe your body!
Wipe your body, because your belly dip and go down in a the new style.
Skibbity toilet.
Why not go up? Why not go down? Bubble and a rock to the new style. Around now you feel like
so there you are.
Yeah.
Why are we?
We've all been schooled.
I feel like I've learned nothing as well, though.
Chris Stewart, I'm 53. What the hell is going on? Quite right.
Do you know what? Skibbity toilet. What? Let's play that bit again on the screen where they go into the toilet.
Very,
what
very
the heck is going on you?
Skibbity dum dum dum, yes, yes. Skibbity dum dum dum, yes, yes. Skibbity dum dum dum, yes, yes.
I recognise the tune. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Do you know, kids today, I'm going to sound like an LBC caller.
Come on.
Kids today don't know anything about music. Because when we were younger, we had the best music.
Yeah. Yo, listen up, here's the story about a little guy who lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue, like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause they ain't got nobody to listen.
Actually, yeah, maybe they're right.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're young, just all music is actually secretly dreadful. Thank goodness for Noel Gallagher's High Flight Bird.
Radio X. Skibbity toilet.
They tell me you've touched the face of God. At the sound of the road. Falling to the
just entertained myself properly reading up about Skibbity Toilet, right? And the internet is a really wonderful thing sometimes for all the wrong reasons. So I put in, what is Skibbity Toilet, okay? And then that tells me a little bit about it. And then it offers up, people also ask,
oh,
what's the point of Skibbity Toilet?
Yeah.
Why are kids saying Skibbity Toilet? Is Skibbity Toilet inappropriate? What is the Cockney word for toilet?
Really?
Yeah. Why do parents let kids watch Skibbity Toilet? Are there any humans left in Skibbity Toilet? How do you pronounce Skibbity in English? So there you are. But I, so I clicked on, why do people like Skibbity Toilet so much? Okay? And this is what the internet came up with. Skibbity Toilet is considered peak fiction because it exemplifies the hallmarks of internet culture, which is shaped by kids searching for something uniquely their own. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, right. That's why six-year-olds are loving it.
I'm sure. It.
Yeah, good answer. And then, what's the point of Skibbity Toilet?
Yes.
The series depicts a conflict between Skibbity Toilets, singing human-headed toilets, and humanoids with CCTV cameras, speakers and televisions in place of their heads. Now,
what's going on?
Listen, if this gives the kids the feeling of being on drugs without taking drugs, then maybe this is a good thing.
Yeah. Absolutely right.
It's a dystopian series of fast-paced YouTube videos and shorts produced telling a story using 3D computer graphics often favoured by video games. It features animated toilets with talking heads, a.k.a. Skibbity Toilets, trying to take over the world, and camera heads, or humanoids with CCTV camera heads, fighting them off in an all-out war. Good God, it's like I've taken a bag of drugs. I don't know what I'm reading.
It's so weird. Isn't it, though?
But then again, if you don't know what that is, don't forget, we used to watch a TV show called The Adventure Game, where you had to cross this invisible thing and not get eaten up by the vortex, where you would disappear.
That's very true.
And it was hosted by James Robinson's grandmother, Moira Stewart.
Moira Stewart.
So Yucca Plant involved or something.
Yeah.
So. And also, you, if you're under the age of 20, you won't believe this, but there was a kids' TV show called Blue Peter, where this naked fellow would just run onto the stage. Is that right? I never watched it. Chris Miles Show. Painted in blue.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X. You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the trusted trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader. TrustedTrader.com.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
Hey, mate, what's with the giant pile of letters?
Letters? Ah, my bill room.
Bill room?
Yeah, can't open them, can't throw them out, so they go in the pile.
You've got a giant pile of unopened bills, big enough for a room, and you don't want to open them because...
Don't
want to
know.
Right, well, maybe if you open them, you wouldn't have to sleep in the bath.
Yeah.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays, make money work for you.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Calling all roadrunners, pedal pushers, splash makers, and thrill seekers. Take on the challenge and get moving for people affected by breast cancer. This year, tick off a bucket list goal, hit a personal best, or discover a new hobby at an event for breast cancer now. The money you raise will help fund our life-changing research and support. Sign up now and we'll support you with everything you need. Search Breast Cancer Now fundraising events.
Radio X.
On the Beach presents Kaiser Chiefs.
Live.
Plus very special guests, Razorlight and the Cribs.
Every day I love you less and less.
Sunday, 27th of July, Brighton Beach.
I know a girl with a golden touch.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Kaiser Chiefs, Razorlight, the Cribs and more.
Live.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Milesy!
Love of the Nations?
Sure.
But what does it all mean?
What does it all mean?
Plus, TJ's terrific Tuesday top 10. Today, play your bearded male celebs right. And. Last week, it was Philadelphia Eagles. We spin the riddles of the old Mexican bandit and find out this week's Mexican handbag. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
my splitting headache? Is my blood pressure
swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda, grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We got a lot of text messages. Oh, my God.
Mm.
Can I eat that? Loads.
Yeah, we did.
Kim says, my 8-year-old just said out loud, finally some good music when you were playing the Skibbity Toilet song.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
This is the beginning of the end, she yeah. says. Oh, dear. Well, we've got good songs here at Radio X. Don't you worry about that. In fact, I'm going to play a bit of Linkin Park for Captain Crapbeard in a minute. You know, we really do have the best music these days, don't we?
It's a great tune.
I know, it's a great tune. I'm just joking with you. But coming up shortly, your audio WhatsApp messages. This is where we let you say whatever you want on the radio. Yes, that's right. It could be a bad idea, but we do it anyway. It's Republica at Radio X. I'm so off mic. At Radio X.
You're weird in tears, too near, too far away. He said, so rare, when home's dead in bed all day. Baby, I'm ready to
great song, Republica, and Ready to Go, playing at Radio X. And now, this is the bit where we open up the airwaves to you idiots.
Willy Bum.
That's right. Play that flute. Pippa's, your flute on this is amazing.
Thank you.
It really is. You're a great flautist.
Bit of improv.
Mm. Lovely.
Frothy bevy. Frothy bevy. Frothy bevy.
There you are, Dom. Right, so these are your audio WhatsApp messages. First of all, let me tell you how to do them. Store this number in your phone, 0330 33 33 100. You can send us an audio message whenever you like, day or night, 7 days a week. 0330 33 33 100. Save it in your contacts as Radio X WhatsApp, and you're good to go. And you can message us anytime you like. Message Toby on the request hour, Johnny in the afternoon, Izzy at lunchtime, whatever you want. 0330 33 33 100. Right, what have we got from you today?
Dom loves spandex, pass it on.
Oh, okay. Captain Dom loves spandex, pass it on. There you go.
I'll pass it on. I love spandex, pass it on.
Dom loves spandex.
Dom's got hairy palms, pass it on.
Oh, sorry, it's changed now, Pippa.
Oh,
sorry.
It's,
what is it?
Dom's got hairy palms, pass it on.
Oh.
Dom's got hairy palms, pass it on.
Dom's got hairy palms, pass it on.
Dom's
got hairy
palms. Dad sells Avon, pass it on.
Oh,
what?
Pat, it's changed now. What is it now?
Dom's dad sells Avon. Pass it on.
Your dad sells Avon.
Avon calling.
Oh, that's a good
Dom's
one.
Dom's dad sells Avon.
So, yeah, Dom's dad sells Avon. Pass it on, Captain. Right.
Dom's dad sells Avon. Pass it on.
Dom loves panties. Pass it on.
Oh.
Now, there was too much of a pause before hankies. He didn't know what he was going to say there, did he?
Dom loves panties. Pass it on.
Hankies?
What does Dom love?
Hankies.
Is that what he's saying? I don't think he's saying hankies.
He's not.
Oh.
He's not.
No.
Dom loves panties. Pass it on.
Oh.
What's he saying, Pip?
Let's leave it as hankies.
Dom loves panties. Oh. Pass it on.
Oh, yeah.
That's a shame.
That's what it is.
Panties.
It does sound like hankies.
Panties. Panties.
Okay, all right. So what are we saying again?
Dom does sit down wheeze, pass it on.
All right, Dom does sit down wheeze.
That sounds a bit like Richard Osman.
Dom does sit down wheeze, pass it on.
Do you know what I mean? He's got the same sort of tone a little bit.
And he knows stuff.
Yeah, he does know lots.
Yeah. Okay, so one more time. What am I saying about Dom?
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Okay, oh, Pippa hates Pippa kids. Now. All right, yeah, you hate kids.
Hate children. Yeah.
Okay.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
Yeah, all right, okay, lovely. So we've got that one.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
All right, we've got that, lovely. Thank you. So I think we've got it now, that Pippa hates kids.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
There you go.
Put the H in.
Yeah.
Pippa hates kids, pass it on.
Yeah, all right, lovely. Yeah. Thank you very much. Right, what else have we got here?
Good morning, it's Kieran from Travel Watch here. I'm just calling about some lost property in the room left 2-1. Dan Walker and Pippa Taylor.
Oh.
There's some half-eaten edible underwear and a can of whipped cream.
Right.
Come and collect them, please.
Oh,
thank you.
No, dear. Pepper.
Oh, this is with content.
Very nice.
What happened?
When was that?
It wasn't any time, Jay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Nice timing on that one. That was good. I enjoyed that. Mm.
Half a can of whipped cream left.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away, does it?
Well, no, half
it
we did. Cream, yeah.
It's hard to get through all of it, isn't it? Though?
Dom loves panties. Pass it on.
Okay, all right, Dom. What else we got?
I recently bought a chameleon, but I've noticed it's not changing colour.
Okay. Anybody want to go with this?
Okay.
No.
Hold on to your sides. Thanks. They might just split.
I recently bought a chameleon, but I've noticed it's not changing colour.
Right.
I think it's got reptile dysfunction.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Time is 8:44.
Pippa hates kids. Pass it on.
Right, OK.
Pass it on.
He's very pleased himself, that man.
Now, what's this one here?
Dom eats corn on the cob the wrong way. Pass it on.
That's so weird.
What is the wrong way?
He eats what?
Dom eats corn on the cob the wrong way. Pass it on.
The wrong way? Is he saying the wrong way?
Dom eats corn on the cob the wrong way. Pass it on.
He's saying wrong way?
I don't know.
Is that end first?
I don't know.
Oh. All
right.
Sorry, Tom.
Yeah.
It's all right if you do.
Yeah.
Dom eats hot dog sideways. Pass it on.
Right, okay. Same guy. What you've done is you've changed it there.
Same guy.
You've changed it, haven't you?
Dom eats bananas from the wrong end. Pass it on.
From the wrong end? You said wrong again. You keep saying wrong.
Dom eats bananas from the wrong end. Pass it on.
Wrong end?
Dom eats corn on the cob the wrong way. Pass it on.
Now, the wrong way?
Dom eats hot dog sideways. Pass it on.
Right, he's not happy. Just stick to one and keep it at that one.
Yeah. Dom keeps ketchup in the cupboard. Pass it on.
Right, you're giving up on the wrong way thing.
You're really weird, sir. Pass it on.
All right.
He's so happy with that.
Isn't
thread,
he, though?
Isn't he?
Yeah. I'd love him.
Hipper-H, kids. Pass it on.
Okay, all right.
I can't keep ketchup in the cupboard. What's wrong with that?
You keep ketchup in the cupboard. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm a cup of coffee, bevy.
Fridge guy.
Coffee, bevy.
Dom loves a jerkin. Pass it on. Oh. Dom's got hairy palms. Pass it on.
Don't forget this one.
Dom loves Tooters at Hooters. Pass it on.
Pass it on.
Dom likes a frothy bevy. Pass it on.
Frothy bevy, frothy bevy, frothy bevy.
Oh, yeah, I love all these.
Dom collects vintage page fruits. Pass it on.
Oh, these are all great. They're brilliant.
Chris Boyles loves a cream pie. Pass it on.
We've had enough of them now. We don't need to.
Or any other design.
I need to do any of those.
Dom wears double denim. Pass it on.
This all came from the original, which was...
Dom gets naked and cap dag, pass it on.
There you are.
Pass it on.
He sounds fun, that guy.
Would anybody like a song?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
No problem.
4 till 7 with Johnny. Don't wait around, just listen for free.
With Johnny, baby.
Johnny.
4 till 7.
Johnny.
With God and sunshine.
That's great. That's one less for me to record later on today.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's even left a bit for me to talk over.
Yeah, love the instrumental. Talk up music.
He's done a little loop.
Yeah.
He's only gone and done a little loop.
A song parody of Joe. There you go. So I can do that for this afternoon. This will go out in Johnny's show.
4 till 7 with Johnny.
Johnny.
Don't wait around. Just listen for free.
With Johnny.
Yes, that's right. Johnny Vaughan on the 4 till 7 thing. Tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show, Will Meller and Ralph Little will be on. And maybe a surprise for Dominic Byrne.
Oh.
Tomorrow morning on the Chris Moyles Show when you wake up. Johnny! Okay. That's done there, Captain.
That's lovely.
Johnny will enjoy that a lot, I think.
Lovely.
Lovely.
You just got told off, James?
No.
Okay.
Why? What's happened?
Will Meller and Ralph Little on the show tomorrow, yeah. So I just made it up. We're going to have to book them now.
Oh, good.
If you would like to send us an audio WhatsApp message.
Coffee bevy.
Okay, love it.
Dom does sit down, wheeze, pass it on.
0330 33 33 100. You can send us one whenever you like. In fact, if you want, you can send us one now.
Your blades are sharpened with precision. Flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance. Just like you always do. Just like you always do. Already pulling me in. Already under my skin. And I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
Going around
time we do this feature, we get a tsunami of audio WhatsApp messages come in. And obviously, some are better than others.
Yeah, very. You
know, there are some classics since the very first one.
Bum, Willy, bum.
Which then led to... We also had the classics.
Where's my fish fingers?
Milk, milk, lemonade. Around the corner, chocolate is made.
Jeff man, woman man, pet man, pet. Pet man, woman, dog.
Mm-hmm. And then all the celebrities.
Hello! Hello, you deaf cow! When do you know you've been wound up?
There you go, Steve Penk there. Who is this one?
This is David Bowie!
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's your girl Dolly Parton, eh?
There's Dolly Parton, of course.
Morning, Chris. Natalie Cassidy here. Sorry, at the screening last night. Thought it'd be nice to catch up some tea and biscuits.
There you go, because Natalie Cassidy loves a biscuit. Of course, that's what you know.
Bought some nice biscuits.
I know you have, thank you.
Bought some nice biscuits.
I know you have, thank you.
Bought some nice biscuits.
I know you have,
thank you. Bought some nice biscuits.
I know you have, thank you.
Bought some nice biscuits.
I know you have.
Bought some nice biscuits.
One more time.
Bought some nice biscuits.
Thank you. Played this for the first time yesterday on our show and announced it as the brand new Radio X Record of the Week. I think this is great. These guys know how to write a catchy song. It's Can't Say No from Wombats.
Come and steal a car with me and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line. Build a boat out of some leaves and set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be, and summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass, then get undressed. Everybody. Idea just feels exactly like a great idea. And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void. Say no. Come and steal a car with
really like that. Do you know what? That's going to be a contender for record of the year.
Do you think? Wow.
Well, yeah, because it's record of the week, and that's
bold claim.
That's
well, it will be a
contender. Every song that's record of the week is a contender for record of the year.
That's true. Technically, it is going to be a contender. You're right.
In fact, to get on the shortlist, you need to be record of the week, so they're already on the shortlist.
Yeah.
And so far, we've only had, what, 4-5 records of the week?
Quite
so,
the call there.
The odds of them winning it currently are very, very high.
Yeah,
that will change as the weeks go by, because you add to the lists, and so the percentage will drop.
That's how that works. You're absolutely right.
But I like that a lot. Mm. It's the brand new one from Wombats. The new album came out on Friday, which is called Oh, the Ocean. Whatever. And that is called Can't Say No. And I love it. And they're going to be in Nottingham on the 18th of March, then London, Cardiff, Manchester, Hull, Glasgow, Leeds and Liverpool for their UK tour dates. Mm-hmm. Nice. Right, let me take a break. Dominic has your 9 o'clock news next.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
When the kids eat us out of house and home, we just eat groceries from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, shopping's here!
Give me those!
Oh, no, it's mine!
Flexies and nuts!
Come on, it's mine!
Give them back!
When do they leave home?
For last-minute groceries and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Participating stores, a minimum spend applies. Other charges apply, subject to availability. See justeat.co.uk for details.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings you the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. It's Bayern versus Celtic.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Bayern versus Celtic. It's on Prime.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
Radio X. News update. Next.
The Cupra Drive event is back. Test drive one of our award-winning models and you'll enjoy up to £1,000 off your new Cupra, in addition to existing offers. Just order before the 31st of March and take delivery by the 30th of June. Experience the 100% electric Cupra Tavascan, our bold new SUV coupe. Follow your impulse. Search Cupra Drive event. T's and C's and exclusions apply. UK retail customers 18 plus. Saving includes VAT applied to on-the-road or manufacturer's direct price. New vehicles at participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
9 o'clock is Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, talks between the US and Russia about Ukraine have now started in Saudi Arabia. The Trump administration says the discussions are a first step in seeing if Moscow is serious about peace. Sir Keir Starmer has urged the US to guarantee any deal. Former National Security Advisor Sir Mark Lyle Grant says that's essential.
You don't necessarily need American boots on the ground, but you must have American air support, logistics, intelligence for it to be remotely credible. I don't think the Europeans are in a position now to be able to put the number of troops on the ground that would effectively deter Russian aggression in the future.
In other news this morning, at least 18 people have been injured in a plane crash that's left an aircraft upside down in Canada.